computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone. Commercial-free, original talk. Only on LA Talk Radio. Your favorite talk station.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Call in 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
I'm your host, David Cohen. Once again, here we are, every Sunday, latalkradio.com, the best talk station in the entire world. That's where we're at right now. We're in the studio. Yo, we got Colin.
Hey, what up?
Hey, what up? And fortunately, we got Dr. Michelle.
Hey, nice to be here.
Well, thank you for being on the show. Everybody, you can listen to Dr. Michelle live on the couch.
Yeah.
11 o'clock every Friday. Check her out. LATalkRadio.com.
That's in the morning.
That is in the morning. What's up, guys? Talk
hey,
to me.
How are you? We're having a great day today.
Dude,
we're having a great subject.
We're having a wonderful day. And today we do have a really good subject. We do.
I agree with that.
We have a topic that you know... If you listen to the show and you take
it kind of ties in with everything.
Take what we give you, yeah. Of course, you know, everything ties in with everything. But this, it does. Everything does tie. If you think about it, everything we talk about on the show ties in with everything else. It's life, dude. That's what it is. It's life. It's the human experience and realizing things about yourself and your surroundings. That's what the show is about. Just coming to an understanding with yourself as a teenager, you know, and
that's
kind
awesome.
Of peeling the onion, you know, peeling the onion. That's what it's about. Today, we're going to talk about gratitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, gratitude.
I'm really grateful you said that.
Ba-da-tsh. We just need a drummer in here.
Yeah,
like, ba-da-tsh.
We do.
With all the jokes we tell on Teen Trends.
Yeah.
So many jokes. So many funny jokes.
And yet so serious.
So listen, guys. Gratitude. Gratitude is... For those of you who don't know what the word gratitude is, basically it's counting your blessings. It's finding the good things within your life and pinpointing them out and thanking God, thanking the universe,
whatever
gives you motivation to wake up every morning and, you know, whatever higher source you believe, you know, put the earth here
I
or whatnot.
I am grateful for so many things.
I am grateful for so many things, too.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, counting your blessings, it sounds like a simple thing. I'm going to get into what we're all grateful for, but I just want to start out with just the simple idea of counting your blessings, you know.
Right.
It sounds like a very simple thing, you know, it sounds like, oh, dude, I can, you know, I'm totally thankful for all that I have. It's one thing to say it, it's another thing to believe it.
Or to actually do it, because a lot of people don't, like, actually apply it in their lives.
Yeah.
Like, they don't, every day they don't give thanks to anything. They just kind of live their lives like...
I agree. Yeah, they wake up and go about with their business.
Or when something really bad happens, you know, to them, or they're fearful of something, that's when they start praying.
Yeah,
and then saying, oh,
exactly.
Thank you, God, by the way, for...
Yeah.
You can kind of think of it as insurance.
Not, exactly.
Like, yeah.
Not really, like, mandatory, but, like...
I see that, yeah.
Right.
Like, instead of only giving thanks when...
When you're in need of it.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
when
can just do it
when you're in a pickle.
When you're like happy and like.
Yeah, because every single moment is a blessing. Every single moment of each day, you know, it's an experience. Yeah, I wanted to get into what we're all grateful for. You know, just to pick it out, just specific things that make our lives worth living. You know, Colin.
Yes.
Pass you the mic. Take it. Tell us.
Specific things that I'm grateful
for? Specific things that you're grateful for. Just things that you're grateful for. Question. Do you count your blessings every day?
I do, every single day.
I remember you telling me that. Tell me, count your blessings on the air. Tell me what you think.
maybe. I'll go into some of them.
Yeah.
Like, every night I lay in bed and I just kind of think, like, thankful for my family, like, thankful for my body, thankful for, like...
thankful for my body. No, it's I know. True, I'm no. playing. I know. No.
At least I don't have, like
your
one
health.
Arm instead of, like...
No, your
yeah.
Really
no,
healthy.
I know. It just sounded funny.
so weird.
I wanted to thank you for my body. for my sexy bod.
Also... also, like my friends, like a lot of people don't have friends. I'm thankful for like the place I live. Like
a lot of people don't have really faithful good friends, you know. Yeah.
I'm thankful for like California. I'm thankful for the world. I don't know. I'm thankful for so many things. I'm not gonna be able to list them all.
No, I feel that. Yeah, you know, and I totally agree with you where you know I'm thankful for, you know, this planet and stuff like that. But I, you know, each person on this planet Earth can't every day just be like, I'm thankful for the wind, I'm thankful for
the
grass.
That's not true.
No, I know. I know what you're saying, but what I'm saying is majority of people on this planet, you know, being thankful for the wind or just like the planet in general, that's a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful idea, and it creates positive vibrations, and it's great. But...
Yep, but that's not... Okay, go on.
Give me a sec. But I would say, like, the more... Like, I guess what I'm aiming towards more is like, specific things within life, you know? Like, I'm thankful for, you know, random example. I'm thankful for the health of my parents. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for my dog, my Joe dog.
Aww.
You know, and I'm truly, truly thankful for who I am as a person, you know, for,
yes.
I believe in God for what God has, blessed me with me, you know, like mm-hmm. with this, you know, just this vehicle that's named David, like I'm blessed mm-hmm. for that. And I thank God for that. I, you know, there's multiple things, but I totally feel you on the planet. I love that. That's
no,
cool.
No, I didn't say like specifically the grass and like.
No,
I was just saying the place that I live. I'm
oh,
thankful
of course,
for
of
that.
Course.
I wasn't saying like.
And I think it's really important to start off with gratitude. I think people can do it better because they know who they are and about themselves. So if they go total personal, go within, and the gratitude is first of all close to themselves. Thank you, God, for my health. Thank you, Holy Spirit, or whoever you're thanking out there, the energy, whoever, whatever, for anything, you know, thank you for the love that I feel. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my home. Thank you for my safety. And it's all about closeness and then you can, you know, once you're in touch with all of the personal, because that's so easy to do.
Right.
And keep all the negatives out.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep going. Don't say, oh, well, you know, thanks for my health, but, you know, I've had this... You know, really bad achy neck for
not
some.
At all.
No, don't even
not
go
at
there.
All. Yeah. You go, for example, you would go, you know, thank you for my health.
Yes.
And even if your neck hurts, thank you for my neck getting better.
There you go.
You know, because I know we've talked about this before, and I know that it's a really, really, really hard idea to grasp, and I don't expect, you know, a lot of people to believe it, just because it's not one of those things that. You know, that you can be like, oh, here's proof, you know, like this is dead proof, because, you know, it's a concept. Thoughts are vibrations, you know, like if you think, for example, the universe acts as a mirror. You have almost like this, invisible interconnection between your brain, your spirit, and the universe, you know?
Like everything is one, kind of?
Kind of, but more of just, like, what you think goes out and comes back, you know? So, like, if you think, for example, oh, my God, my neck hurts so bad, like, this sucks, like, why does my neck hurt so bad, you know? Like, my neck shouldn't hurt this bad, I didn't do anything to deserve it. That's just going to come back.
Right, you're focusing on it more, and it's bringing it to you. Right?
But if you focus and you truly believe and you truly say and you throw out into the universe the idea of, let's see, like, okay, thank you for my neck healing.
Mm.
Thank you for healing my neck. Thank you for my neck getting perfect, like completely imperfect, you know? Don't even put energy into the fact that it hurts right now. Put energy into the fact that, oh, it's healed.
Right.
You know?
Right. And, you know, on a psychological point of view,
yeah,
this is how in psychology and spirituality, from what I teach and I do a lot of cognitive therapy, which is you change your thoughts and you'll change your life.
Right.
So whatever we see, however we perceive others, things in our lives, is all about what's going on in our minds and our hearts.
Right.
We're, as we say, projecting our own thoughts and feelings onto other people and onto other things. So, and it's the same thing, basically. You know, if we're thinking negative thoughts or we're feeling negative things about ourselves or we're hurting and someone comes up to us and says something, we're going to perceive it as being bad or negative or whatever. Right. We're going to see the day.
It's
if
a
there's
mindset.
A few clouds out there, we're going to see the day as, oh, no, I think it's going to rain if we're feeling negative about ourselves or sad, as opposed to, oh, there's only a few clouds out there, and it's probably going to be sunny later.
Yeah, that I think that all ties into, like, you know, is the cup half full or half empty?
Exactly, but it's about gratitude, that back. It's about if you're grateful for the positive things,
right,
you're going to bring about more of it.
Dr. Michelle, tell us what you're
grateful for.
Grateful for.
Everything.
Everything.
Being alive and breathing right now.
Yeah.
My health. I have some back problems and stuff, but I don't, you know what? I get up and I say, thank you, God, for my health.
Yeah.
Thank you for my back.
Yeah.
Healing every day. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my loved ones. Thank you for my loved ones' health. Everything around me in my vicinity, I thank for the shelter over my head, for the blessings I receive, for the beautiful family I have, and the lessons I learn, even from things that come into my life that may be negative.
Yeah,
so it's a real...
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So it's important every day. And then every evening, I should probably do it during the day. But I'm working and sometimes we get stressed and we don't have time to be grateful for things. But in the morning and the evening, I go to the gratitude because I've learned... And I got this really cool study that I wanted to show you guys.
Ooh, I'm excited.
About
I'm excited.
People who... And this is why I started doing it a lot.
Yeah.
David, what are you thankful for?
Yeah.
I want to hear what you're thankful for.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm thankful for. I gave you a little briefing like about 30 seconds ago. But certainly, like, other things that I'm grateful for, like I said, the health of my family, my health, this experience. I'm thankful for what God has given me, you know, this body. To experience this world in, you know, a house. That's like,
dude, I'm
a house. Same. Food, like good food, you know, just like, honestly, it's weird. Just thinking about like other people around the world and then thinking about what you have in your life, you know, it's ridiculous, you know, it's like complete 180. Like, I mean, we live in, you know, beautiful homes. We have supermarkets where we can just go and get food. We have fast food restaurants. We have sit down, like, nice restaurants with this wonderful food. Other things I'm grateful for: a way of transportation. I'm grateful for a vehicle of transportation. I'm also really grateful for my mindset. The mindset
Same.
That I have.
I agree.
You know?
I agree with everything that you're saying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm grateful for the radio show. I'm grateful that I can, you know, spread ideas and put what I believe is to be right out there and for people to listen to it and actually possibly consider it and maybe change the way that, you know, they view themselves or their surroundings in a positive way. You know, the fact that I've been given this opportunity to open people's minds up to different ways of perceiving the world.
What would you say to, like, a lot of people you your age, you know, young adults, teenagers, who are going through like a lot of depression, or, you know, they have stress, they have personal issues, and, you know, you guys probably have a lot of people, you know, around you at school or friends who are going through a lot of personal problems.
Yeah, so
What, you know, with your attitude towards gratitude, what kind of advice would you give some of those, maybe, you know, from both of you, what kind of advice, Colin, would you give to you, some of those friends of yours, in terms of helping them get less depressed?
Well, I don't know, because we've been talking about gratitude and, like, giving gratitude, but, like, I think that if you, like, you don't have to go to such a, like, extreme place that we do, like, or not extreme, but, like, to go to the place that we do, just, like, every night or something, or every morning, just say maybe one thing that you're grateful for.
Yeah.
If you could find just one thing every single day, then, like, your life will...
I was going to say.
Yeah, no, go.
If you can find at least one thing every single day that you find brings you happiness...
Try not to repeat yourself.
Or something that you truly are grateful for. Use that one thing to...
Focus on that one thing that day.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Excuse me. Use that one thing... to fuel you. Like, let that one thing be your fuel for being positive, you know? Dr. Michelle, I'm going to answer your question.
Hmm.
You asked, what would I say to some depressed friends? I would say, first of all, this is life. You know, it has its ups and downs. But regardless of ups and downs, whatever you may perceive that to be, you control the way you feel, you know? And it's funny, I said this to this girl, and she kind of has this issue of, she wants attention, a lot of attention, and she always cries to get that attention.
Right.
And on top of always crying to get that attention, she picks out the specific negative and wrong things within her life to surface it to get attention and to get sympathy.
Yeah, I know people like that.
So I'm in one of this girl's classes, and I'm doing a project with her. I have to work with her.
Yes.
You know, and it's not that I have a problem working with her. It's just I would prefer not to be surrounded by people like that. So when I am surrounded by people like that, I do what I feel is part of my purpose on this planet to elevate, just to like elevate the way that they live, you know, to maybe say something to them to help them. So she cried one day. She was crying. I went up to her. And I said, hey, why are you crying? And she's like, oh, this, she was talking about her dad. She was like, oh, like my dad did this and my dad did this. And then she went straight from her dad onto how her friend is ignoring her.
Aww.
And I listened to her.
Yeah.
And I happen to know her friend pretty well. And her friend was ignoring her, but not to the extent that she had made it out to
be. Yeah, yeah.
So basically, long story short, I was like, listen, you, honestly, like, every single day, I see something is distraught. I see there is something wrong with you, and everybody does. And she's like, 'cause there is.
Oh, dear.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
And I said, you know that you're bringing that to yourself. Like, there's only something wrong if you want something to be wrong. And I even said to her, why would you want something to be wrong? So you can get sympathy?
Wow. How did she respond to that?
She was like, no.
I bet she was angry.
No, she was. She got very defensive. She was like, no. She was like, you know what? You live this perfect life. Like you live this, you do that. And she like went off on me, telling me how I live a wonderful life and how she doesn't. You know what I said to her? No. You know what I said to her? I was like, you know what? I do live a wonderful life. You know why? Because I choose to. It's my mindset. I don't let the negative penetrate me. I don't let, you know, shit with my dad come into my life and obstruct me so much to where I have to cry to get other people's attention to make me feel better. I'm completely comfortable with the person who I am, and you have to be completely comfortable with the person. Not necessarily completely comfortable, but comfortable enough to where you don't need to surface all this negative energy to your body and spread it out to the world and attract other people for sympathy and get other people, like, take time out of other people's days just so they can come help you. It's like, you know, you're not doing a service to the world. You know, all you're doing is soaking up other people's sympathy and you're soaking up the negative, and you can handle the way you think. Take this whole dad thing, take your friend ignoring you, and be like, you know what? I'm going to talk to my friend, and I'm going to come from a logical state of mind, and I'm going to be like, listen, maybe is there a reason why she's been ignoring me? Oh, maybe.
It could be the reason that's the way that she thinks.
Yeah, exactly. Completely. You know, I would, and this is what I said to her. I was like, you know, maybe think about why these things are happening to you in your life.
Hmm.
You know? Observe them.
How did she respond to that?
She heard it, but you know, this specific girl got defensive. This specific girl, you know, there's just some people on this planet that you will talk to and they will listen.
You're pretty harsh, dude, though.
Harsh in, but the thing about it, Dr. Michelle, you don't know this girl.
Okay. if I had her probably as a client, yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, I would come from, why are you seeking attention, honey? What is it that you can't find within yourself? See, that's kind of like the...
I realize that, but she'd also like done a specific kind of not okay thing to one of my closest friends.
Right. Okay.
And which it kind of just, it gives me this preconceived set notion of just like,
is everybody else pretty, you know, fed up with this person too?
Yeah, so, nobody. Yeah. Nobody likes spending time with her, which is sad.
She's,
you know,
getting the opposite reaction that she wants. I mean, she's trying to seek attention and crying and poor me, and everybody's going, this is really pulling on our energy. Yeah.
This is why. Because that's what she puts out. Yeah. She puts out and she focuses on how much people don't like her.
Right.
And she puts out and focuses on all the negative things within her life that people aren't drawn to that. People are just like, I don't want this negative stuff in my psyche. Like.
Yeah.
I want to be surrounded by nice people who, you know, who can hold a conversation without talking about the negative things within their life, you know, without looking for sympathy.
I mean, we all need outlets to complain about in our lives
and stuff like that. Yeah,
but if you do it like constantly, it kind of gets annoying. I mean, people can like be okay with it for a little while, and then like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm okay. Yes. You know what? I have problems. You know, I have things that I'm not completely comfortable with, you know, in my life, and I talk about them to my friends. You know, Colin knows. Colin and I always talk to each other. You know,
that's
like,
great.
Like, oh, dude, you know, like, what's on your mind? Ah, dude, fuck, you know, this, I'm feeling this.
But David and I never take it to the point where it gets annoying.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
It's always in a positive view.
I would say the key word, to us, like, resolving our issues is we listen to each other. We really actually listen to each other, you know, and that's another thing that a lot of people lack is they lack the, I don't want to say the pretty much I was like they lack the belief that another person can truly help them,
mm-hmm.
you know?
or that a lot of people lack the knowledge that people, not knowledge, but like the belief that other people can love them,
right?
Like without them like having to do much. That they can have someone.
Right.
Yeah.
Just wanted to let everybody know that's just tuning in. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We are talking about gratitude.
I have this really cool research that I wanted to share.
Tell
with
me,
you
Dr.
guys.
Michelle.
Okay. I'm always reading like things, research that's really different and unusual. So I brought this because I knew you guys were doing gratitude today.
Yeah.
This is so cool. I mean, it sounds really, you know, let's all be grateful.
No, let's hear it.
It says, a lot of scientists have started examining the links between religion and good health, physical and mental.
Yeah.
There's two psychologists working to unlock the puzzle of how faith might promote happiness, but it goes beyond faith. So a lot of philosophers and spiritual teachers have celebrated gratitude, like Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism. They're all into gratitude as morally beneficial.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And pastors and priests and rabbis and everybody always says, oh, be thankful for, you know, what you want. But anyway, there was this huge study done. So it's so cool. The study required several hundred people in three different groups to keep daily diaries. And the first group kept a diary of the events that occurred during the day. The second group recorded their bad experiences. And the last group made a list of things that they were grateful for. Okay? So the results of the study showed that the daily gratitude exercises, the people had higher levels of alertness, enthusiasm, determination, optimism, and energy. They had less depression and stress. They were more likely to help other people. They exercised more regularly, and they made more progress towards personal goals. So this was, I just wanted to share that with you, that this is actually an empirical study that was done.
That's really cool. I had no idea about that.
It's just, you know, it's really
true. That's way cool.
Do you know where this took place?
Yeah, I do. It was Southern Methodist University of Dallas, Texas.
Oh, okay.
They had three psychologists doing this study.
That's crazy. Yeah. And the cool thing about that is I think all that ties in to, like, the mindset and, like, what you put out,
yeah.
You know? For example, you're grateful, you know, like if you're grateful for, like, what we were talking about, you know, just the simple things, grateful for things in your life, you put that out there,
mm-hmm.
You know, like, honestly, I feel like I'm repeating myself because we've said this multiple times, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
You know,
can I touch on, we were watching a video before we got to
yes,
the
we
station.
Yes, we were.
And it was this thing called the Teaching of Abraham, or, like, it's not religious or anything. That's, like, she's a channel. She gets channeled by this being called Abraham.
Yeah, I love those people.
And God. And she was I heard something really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She said, okay, like, when you walk down the street, everybody usually, like, tries to find things to criticize.
Right.
Oh, that guy has weird shoes and, like, things like that. Instead of doing that, like, walk down the street, and if you can find one thing that's, like, positive,
right,
to focus on,
yes,
it'll make you, like, your aura kind of, like, happier.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
Enlighten people around you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, totally.
I thought that was very interesting.
No, that is interesting.
Yeah,
Abraham
yeah.
is just the law of attraction. That whole thing is what you think is exactly what you draw to you on a vibrational level.
Yeah,
and that's the law of attraction.
Like we were talking about. Thoughts and vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get to an email that was sent to me by by a Joanna.
All right.
Dear Dave, many years ago, my sister-in-law gave me a... My sister-in-law gave me a gratitude journal.
Okay.
Since then, I've not only used it myself and created astonishing outcomes in my life, but I've copied the idea and given gratitude journals to numerous friends.
Nice.
I've been doing one of those, too, for
have
the
you?
6 months or so.
Have you really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's way cool. That's really cool. Colin, do you want to expand on a gratitude journal?
Okay, well, you don't really have to go buy a certain journal. It's just kind of like there
you have to buy a specific gratitude journal.
Well, actually there is one of those and it gives
really?
But the one that I do is I
gratitude
just
gratitude R us. No, I'm just kidding. Go on.
Well the one that I'm doing is, like, it gives you certain exercises every day to, like, to give thanks on, kind of.
That's cool.
And then there's one that you have to do, like, every day. Like, the one that you do every day is for example, for the next 2 months or something, I started this last week. Every day I have to give one thing that I'm grateful for, and over the 2 months, it cannot repeat once.
That's sick. That's really cool.
So, like, eventually, like, after a couple weeks, like, I've gotten past my mom, I've gotten past my family, I've gotten past... So then you kind of, like, think of, like, small things to think of. Like,
right.
Like, oh, I'm thankful for that girl in my English class that helped me with my homework.
Yeah.
Or, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know.
The smallest things are great.
That's basic.
You know that Joe Vitale guy?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of him? He's, like, an amazing...
My mom's, like, so into this.
Oh, he's amazing. Like... He teaches the Hawaiian law of Ho'oponopono. Anyway, he says, yeah, it's really cool. He says, start making a list of things to be grateful for. Start with that because this shifts your energy. It starts to shift your thinking. Where before this exercise, you might be focusing on what you don't have, and you might be focusing on your complaints. You might be focusing on whatever the problems are. When you do this exercise, you start to be grateful for all the things you feel good about. As soon as you start to feel differently about what you already have, you'll start to attract more of the good things, more of the things you can be grateful for. Focus on what you already have, not what you want, what you already have.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just absolutely the way to bring more into your life, according to all these. I mean, you got all these philosophers and all these religious leaders.
Yeah.
And, you know.
That's cool. I want to start a gratitude journal.
I have an extra one.
I'm down.
And it has like other exercises in it too. It's like daily exercises.
Yeah.
Like write a paragraph on something good that someone did for you today.
Right.
Or that someone helped you with, or something like that.
I got a free sandwich. No, just,
yeah, whatever.
No, No, for sure. That's dope.
Whatever
that's way dope.
Works, works.
I want to get to a few more emails. Before we run out of time, we got like 20 more minutes.
Yeah.
Listeners' questions. Let's see.
All right. Hey, by the way, where can listeners email you?
Oh, I'll tell you where listeners can email me. They can email me at dcsboarding, that's BOARDING 514, at AOL.com. Or you can call in, talk to us on the show for the last 20 minutes. If you want to talk to us about gratitude, tell us some things you're grateful for. Tell us what you agree or disagree with us about. You can call in 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815.
And all the shows, by the way, connect to our email addresses and our websites.
Yes.
So all you have to do is click on the webpage here. At
LATalkRadio.com.
And then just click on Dave and Friends. And then
Channel 1.
Yeah, there you go.
Teen Trends, Dave and Friends. Well, you would know that if you're listening to the show. So,
yep.
First email. Dave, okay. So I got out of the shower. Brackets. I have my own bathroom in my room. Unbracket.
So cool. Me too.
And noticed I wish I had a shower in my room. And noticed I had an IM instant message from my friend. Sat down at my computer so I could answer it really quick with my towel on, and my brother just walks in my room. I stood up really quickly, but I think he saw me because he closed the door really quickly. I got mad because no one ever knocks, so I put my chair in front of the door. Like 5 seconds later, my brother comes back, tries to open it again, then he yells at me for putting the chair in front of the door and says it's going to ruin the door. Excuse his French. I don't fucking care. If it's going to ruin the door. I like my privacy. I don't have a lock on my door. It's already beat to shit anyways. Also, I'm not going to be able to look at him like at all for a while. I want to crawl in a hole and hide from everyone. Ugh, my brother saw me naked.
Oh, that's, you know, every girl, you know, every siblings, you know, that's freaky.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want our brothers to see us naked, you know, especially when we're teenagers.
Yeah, I feel that.
Tough.
I feel that.
I think, okay, can I say
something? Yeah,
okay.
Go.
I kind of think that you should talk to your brother and your family, whoever keeps on coming in your room and knocking, talk to them and say, hey, dude, can you, like, knock on my door once in a while? I'll, like, respect your privacy, too, if you respect mine.
Yeah, and another thing, you know, just about kind of solving the situation, there's honestly, I mean, it's kind of funny. It's kind of like a movie moment. It's nothing to get, you know, too riled up within yourself about. You know, it's really not. Really, it's not. I've walked in on my friends naked, like, just completely out of nowhere.
Yeah, but girls?
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's really not a big deal.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
You're not their brother, either.
That's true.
There's something about that that's, you know, you want to stay private. You're really uncomfortable, and you don't,
right,
you know.
But I wouldn't say take it to the extent where you don't want to look at him, and you want to crawl in a hole and hide from everyone.
Right.
I mean,
that's kind of negative right there.
Okay, you know what? This is a little, probably way too much information, but I hopefully you're listening to the show, because I'm not saying this for nothing. I've walked in, you know, and I've accidentally seen my mom naked.
Oh!
I walked into the room completely innocent. I was really young. Completely innocent, walked into the room, and I think was gonna get like a big shirt before bedtime or something. And my mom was just changing into her bathrobe. And I was like, ah! Over there, Mom, no! Close the door!
My eyes are burning!
My eyes!
No.
But,
I'm melting!
But you guys are silly.
I opened the door real quick. I saw it. I startled to shit. Close the door. Walk out. I felt a little awkward. I'm not going to lie. I felt pretty weird. I was like, all right, I just saw my mom naked. That's weird.
But Dave, you know? Did not crawl into a hole and die.
Didn't crawl into a hole. What I did is, you know, I went into my room and I was just like, shit, did that really happen? Like that's kind of weird. And then my mom came out and she's like, oh, Dave, sorry. You know, I was just changing. And I was like, no, it's cool. Sorry for walking in, you know. She's like, oh, it's fine. You know, it was an accident. And, like, I felt awkward for, you know, about 5 minutes. And I realized it's an accident. Like whatever. Okay, big deal. Like, right. It's a human body that you're seeing naked, regardless of whether it's your sister, your brother, your mom, you know, your lover, you know, your boyfriend.
Right.
You know, it's a human body, you
yeah.
know. And, you know, there's no reason that, you know, you should feel awkward. You know?
Yeah, and like Colin, like you said, you know, talk to him. Just say, okay, give me some privacy.
Yeah, exactly.
When the door is closed, you knock. Okay, that means like I'm like getting changed.
And it's kind of,
you know.
Oh, and it's kind of his fault for walking in on you.
Of course
it's not
it
your
is.
Fault. Like,
of course.
Yeah.
Your room, you can be naked all you want. It's their
right.
fault
yeah,
for
it's
coming
your
in.
Room.
On...
That's
your
right.
Room.
That's exactly right. So
yeah.
Hopefully you help. I think that was good advice.
Yeah. I wish she had left a name.
Yeah.
So I could direct it, but you know who you are.
Her name is now Suzanne One.
Suzanne One.
There you go.
We just refer to everybody that doesn't give a name, Suzanne.
And
but then
Suzanne
we need to give them
too.
A number. Like,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's cute.
Another email.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dave, one of my closest friends passed away unexpectedly.
Aww.
A few weeks ago. I'm very sorry. Obviously, it hit me hard and all. But I've been trying to stay strong for her family and other people who have been having some hard times.
Oh.
Plus, I've been trying to keep it away from my mind since I'm trying to get caught up in school, etc.
Yeah.
Problem is it's not working. It's like I'm losing a grip on keeping things together. Every day I slip a little bit more, getting closer to completely just losing it. I don't think I've truly grieved yet, but I feel like I don't have time to, and that's not fair to me to do so. I have to be strong for everyone else, right? Sad
no.
face. Oh, God.
No. You don't have to be strong for everyone else. I mean, you get to grieve, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's not
yeah.
right that you hold everything in. And that's very perceptive, is it that he says that he hasn't been able to grieve.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. Dude, that's a big deal, you know, when a close friend passes away. I've had friends with close friends pass away. Colin.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And it's really sad,
and you just see like everyone in the community, whoever's like,
yeah.
whoever knew this person, just come together and
yeah, it's true.
Right.
You know, it's I'm very sorry to hear that. One thing that I can tell you is, think of it this way, you know, life in general, just this specific human experience, it is for the experience, you know, and. When a family member or a friend or a dog, you know,
or anything
dies or, you know, passes on to the other side, like this specific experience has, you know, they have wrung the towel out, you know, and everything, honestly, and
wrung the towel out.
Yeah. Yeah. Of like experience, like for this, like you've just, basically, what I'm getting to is everything is in perfect divine right action.
That's your point of view spirituality.
Yeah, of spirituality. Yeah, I would say that everything is in perfect divine right action. Like, you know, you can't focus on death being a negative thing. You know.
Well, it's really hard. Can I interject?
Please,
stuff
please,
here
please.
As a
you're the doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a model that we study that people go through when they grieve, and not everybody sticks to the progression of these different stages. Everybody has different times they go through these stages, but the acronym is DABDA, D-A-B-D-A.
DABDA.
Uh-huh. And it's DABDA. Denial, first stage of grief, denial, yeah. Anger, bargaining, maybe, you know, bargaining with God.
Right.
Bargaining, gee, maybe if I just did this, maybe if I just did that. Maybe.
Yeah.
And then depression, really facing what's happened.
Yeah.
Really embracing the sadness,
yeah.
And then acceptance finally. So there's stages that we don't yeah. all go through these stages perfectly.
I've heard of that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, what I want to say to this listener is that get a support system. You don't have to be strong for everyone else.
Yeah.
It's not your job. You get to grieve. Go see a counselor or whoever might be a religious leader for you, rabbi, priest, pastor, whoever. Go to a school counselor if you can. Ask your parents if you can see possibly a grief counselor therapist who specializes in that, because it's really helpful to have someone you work through those stages. When I was 14 years old, my best friend, who I was with every day for years since I was a kid, got hit by a car and died instantly. Okay? He was in a car accident. I woke up
to go
to school with him one morning. He was 14. I was 13. And my mom came into my room and said, Michael won't be going to school with you today. And I said, why not? And she freaked out. She started crying because, you know, that was wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because she couldn't hold it.
Yeah.
And she said that he died in a car crash yesterday on the way home from school.
Oh.
So I went, so it took me years in talking to specialists, my parents and families and friends all around me support. So we all had each other. So as much support as you can get and love and understanding. And then if you have a religious or faith, that will really help you as well. If you can get a faith. So that's what helped me.
Yeah.
I'm just relating that to your
listener. That's cool. I'm sorry to hear that, Dr. Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I worked through it and all that, but it took a while. It was 14.
Yeah.
Was
that sucks too. Like when you're young, you know, and one of your closest friends passed away. You know what? Stay strong and grow from the experience of anything. You know, think of how your close friends, you know, passing can affect you in a positive way. You know, give you, you know, insight within yourself and you know, maybe open up doors for you that would allow you to explore different aspects of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to elevate your being. I want to get on to the next email.
Makes you more have more gratitude and
that
appreciate
all ties in to
people
gratitude.
Around you.
Yeah, and just
more.
Don't be afraid to talk to people about it. Because people will listen. Like, a lot of people are afraid that their friends will judge them.
Right.
Like, no matter what, even if it's your friend dying, people are still afraid that other people don't care. Like, you can't be afraid of that.
And it also helps us, like I said, appreciate our friends and our family members even more. I mean, when they're gone, we can't tell them, you know. So it also helps us realize, and what I realize is that my best friend and I mean, we used to argue. We were best friends, but we'd argue a lot. And I had a tough time with, God, I should have told him how much I loved him. Every day. I should have said, you're the best friend ever, although we argue. You know, I love you and I love your ideas and you're so cool. But it teaches us how to really appreciate those people in our lives
and
tell them how we love them.
Don't take people and, along with people, things for granted.
I would like to say something before
go,
we close.
Go.
My friend who died a couple months ago, one of my friends was really close friends with her.
Yeah.
And she said what got her through it was that every day that she would write a letter to her friend, our friend who
passed
died.
Away. Yeah. Yeah.
And eventually the letters got like really, like in the beginning, they're really, really, really detailed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then like a couple months, like later in the thing, she would just write, I love you.
Wow.
Or like, I miss you.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Or like, and sometimes it would be detailed again, but just it got more
More. Just like the opportunity to like express.
Exactly.
You know?
Took not even for anyone to read. You can keep them in a box and like burn them or put them in a fireplace. That would help kind of.
Journaling your feelings, you know, every day, just getting it out, having an outlet. That's really, you're right, Colin. It's really important. And it can help.
I wanted to get to one last email before we close. Dave, when you want to go out and hang out with friends somewhere like the movies, a bar, your house, hey, my house, hey, everybody, let's go to Dave's house, etc., what are the kinds of people you would consider inviting? What qualities / characteristics do they need to have for you to consider inviting to hang out?
Well, it costs $5 to be David's friend.
I don't know if this person is asking specifically me.
I think so,
yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
When you want to go hang out with your house, I guess so.
So you're on the spot, buddy.
So I'm on the spot. What qualities, characteristics do I look for in people to hang out with? Well,
they have to be a dog.
they have to have wings. No. Pretty much the number one quality that I look for within another human being, let it be girl or guy, is simply that they are positive people. I consider myself, and I put out there just a positive aura, a positive energy, and because I believe, I've said this before on the show, I believe that pretty much this world revolves around how people affect their surroundings. Affecting their surroundings meaning like what they put out, what they say, what they do, what kind of energy it creates. I create a positive energy. I spread that to the world. I attract to other people that do the same,
Are
genuinely good people. And Colin agrees because Colin is one of my close friends. Therefore, he is a positive person. Another thing that I look for specifically in people is they're interesting. I like to sit down and have a good conversation with a person, like different philosophical points of view, you know, intellectual points of view, like different ways of perceiving this world, this experience. I like people to have an open mind. That is awesome. When people have an open mind,
non-judgmental
I think like another thing would be like absorbent to like knowledge that like I could give them.
To
like listen to things.
Totally. You know, just an open mind. You know, if somebody says something to me, hey Dave, you know, check this out. You know, or like, okay, I see your point of view, but think of it this way. You know.
Yeah.
I'm so down to think about it that opposing way, you know, because when you listen and when you get other people's ideas, it expands your mind, you know, it expands the way that you think, which can completely affect you in a positive way, you know.
Yeah.
Those are pretty much qualities that I look for in hanging out with people. Also,
kind.
Kind. I was, you know, kind, just being nice. Another thing is, dude, you got to be able to have a good time.
As opposed to somebody who's just uptight and, awkward about who they are around other people?
Yeah. You know, you got to be able to just be comfortable with yourself and have a good time. You can't worry about what other people are thinking about
you. I
hate
drama queens. They annoy me so
totally,
much.
Even
if it's a guy or a girl, just anyone that, like, tries to do anything, change their looks,
does something crazy to get attention. Somebody changing their, like, altering their looks.
I don't mean that. I mean, like, for example, every single week, you change
your hair color, like
attention
purple.
Seeking.
Yeah.
And like every couple months, you change your entire style just so that people like look at you. Hey, look at me.
As opposed to changing your style for yourself.
Exactly.
Like as opposed to like exploring yourself and being like, you know what, I'm gonna put on a different pair of jeans today.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. I feel that.
And my point of view too, coming from people who do that, annoying people who do that, young people, it's kind of like, what are you trying to fill up within yourself by making all these radical, you know, like changes and statements? What is it that you're not okay about within yourself? And what are you trying to seek attention for so much?
Right.
And tell me about it. You know, let's work through it so you don't have to do that all the time.
Yeah.
How about honesty?
Totally. Honesty.
Faux show.
Honesty is a big one. Honesty is, it's hard, you know, it's hard to find people these days that truly, truly believe and truly have the mentality that, you know, if you are just completely honest about everything in your life, you'll be fine. you know. And you know, of course, and once again, we've talked about this before. You know, there's moments, there's brief moments in life where, you know, a white lie, you know, hey, how do I look in this dress? You look really fat.
Right. Well, no, like having tact. You know,
yeah.
Not hurting people.
You know, but just, you know, be an honest person.
Yeah.
Guys, this has been Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
Yay!
Once again, I wanted to thank everybody for being on the show. Colin.
Bye.
Bye.
Colin, bye.
Thank you for being on the show. Dr. Michelle, check her out every Friday at 11 o'clock, latalkradio.com. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I am David Cohen, your host. You have a fantastic Sunday. All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.